and welcome back to another episode of Straight to the Point. In this one, I've been doing some thinking recently, and I thought, you know what? I've been seeing a lot of people over the past 6 to 12 months moaning about not being able to grow an Instagram following, not being able to generate the engagement that they're then looking for off the back of it, and then blaming the platform. And don't get me wrong, the platform has made some changes recently, right? Like, they are pushing more and more to the pay-to-play type of arena. But in reality, it all kind of comes down to how we actually use the platform and how you can get the best results from the time that you're putting in it. Because the majority of these people that I see are putting out loads and loads of content out there. The content's not particularly great. Let's be totally honest here. They're creating content for content's sake. And they're just getting really, really kind of crap results from the crap effort they're putting in. And what I wanted to do was talk to you about the ways that we do it inside Grammication. And I've come up with 10 tactics that we use to be able to grow an engaged Instagram following every single day without fail. And for me, this podcast is about getting straight to the point, cutting all the bullshit so you know exactly what you need to be doing every single day to be able to get results. Now, caveat here, not everything that I'm going to talk about is easy. It does take work, it does take effort, and it does take you showing up every single day to be able to get these results. If it was easy, everybody would be doing it. So fundamentally, like before you even start listening to this, please be prepared that you're going to have to do some work. And I don't want to sound patronizing or pedantic, even though I most likely do. But for me, like, people try this for a couple of days and then they give up. Like, I've been doing this solidly for 3 years now, and my account is still not perfect. Like, I'm still not in the position where I want to be. I'm still looking to get further. But these are the things that are making the biggest differences for us, and I want to share them with you, because if I can help you get results, that helps me. And again, if you're then getting results from it, that helps you in the same way. So let's get straight into it. Tactic number one is the most fundamental one, right? It's actually being somebody that's worth following. It's quite ironic, isn't it? And for me, in this kind of arena, there is so much noise on this platform, so much noise. And it's quite similar to like every social media platform where like the traffic is getting more and more. There's more and more content going out than ever before. So again, we need to start thinking about how can we stand out? How can we be people that people want to follow? How can we be profiles in which when someone clicks on it, they go, boom, that's somebody that I want to follow. So and this sounds so simple, but I guarantee it. Go and take a look at your profiles and ask yourself, who is it that you're trying to attract? And if you were that person, would you actually click that follow button? And then even more importantly, would you then engage with the content that you're then creating? Again, 9 times out of 10 with the people that we work with, the answer isn't yes to all of those questions. So the first tactic or the first thing that you've got to do if you want to grow consistently an engaged following day after day, you need to take a look at your account and ask yourself, are you encouraging people to actually follow you? And then secondly, is it actually compelling and linked to the content that you're creating? So when people see your account, they look at it and they go, you know what? This person looks like somebody that I can buy into and actually look at engaging with. You've got to make sure that your profile pops. You've got to make sure that your profile showcases exactly why someone should follow you and what they're going to get, and then consistently deliver that over and over again. There's no point you saying that you're going to give, I don't know, fitness advice, and then suddenly all your content is about your social life and stuff that's going on. It's got to be relevant. It's no point being a business entrepreneur account trying to document your journey, giving business tips and giving all different types of advice from the strategies that you're experiencing, and then having all your content around fitness. Like, it doesn't make sense, but I see it too often. So strategy number one is actually be somebody that's worth following. Like, ask yourself, would you follow you? Who are you trying to attract? And then is that actually equally correlated to give you the results? If not, change it up. Okay, like, change it up. Think differently. Think, what would your ideal follower follow? What content would they interact with? And then when you get that, that's when you'll start to generate the traction that you're looking for. Tactic number two is probably something that you've heard about quite a lot recently. Like, I talk about content in three main ways. You've got attraction content, so bringing more people towards you. You then have connection content, so the way that you build relationships up. So how can you deepen the trust level? And then you have transactional content, turning a follower into a lead, into a prospect, into an opportunity, into an order. So you've got different layers of content, and the way to attract and to grow an engaged and also loyal following at speed is 100%, as much as I hate to say it, through Instagram Reels. Like, I have been battling this for so long, like saying how I don't want to do them, how I don't want to do silly dances, I don't want to do silly finger pointing things, I don't want to be miming and lip syncing. But ultimately, if you want to attract, like, it is the main way via content to generate awareness. It has its own section on Instagram. So when people are scrolling through the newsfeed, Reels content is prioritized there. And it also, if you look at your phone, you'll see there is a Reels section now, which works in the same way that TikTok does. So you need to leverage the fact that people are spending the time there now. They're not spending the time on the newsfeed. Like, actually look at user time. And when we've measured this, we've seen it, even my own personal time. On TikTok, I could spend an hour scrolling pointlessly through content. On Instagram Reels, I could spend an hour aimlessly, wasting time scrolling through content. But on the newsfeed, 5, 10, 15 seconds max. So the actual logic behind it is so simple, but I've been fighting against it because I haven't really known what content to create, because I'm not a dancer, I'm not a lip syncer. And actually, I find that my best content is kind of doing stuff like this, like long form podcasts or YouTube videos or Instagram TVs. But I've got to play the game. We've got to play the content game. We've got to get out there. We've got to make sure that we're doing the stuff that's going to generate the best results in the quickest time frame. So I've just been doing 30 second or less little informational videos with themed music behind it. So using the tracks inside Instagram Reels to be able to get the added attention. So tip number two is actually get out there and start creating some reels. Create one every single day for 30 days, and I guarantee you'll have a minimum of 250 followers added to your account. Add the trending music, talk about something that's relevant to your niche and your industry, do it in 30 seconds or less, post it as a reel, you'll have 250 followers attached to your account. You can thank me later. Tip number three. Tactic number three, strategy number three, whatever we want to call it. It's more of a statement, actually. And it comes down to this engagement piece. And the statement is, if you want people to engage with you, then ask yourself, are you actually doing any engaging yourself? How can you expect people to comment on your content when, one, you're not even responding to any of theirs in the first place? So if they've left you a comment, how many of you have actually gone and responded to those comments and engaged back? And then secondly, how much content have you commented on today? We've got to start thinking here, guys, like, these platforms are becoming smarter and smarter. They know how much time we're spending on them, and they know what we're then doing with that time when we're doing it. So again, play the game, understand what generates attention to your account. 5 to 10 minutes before you put your piece of content out there, go and spend 10 minutes commenting on similar type content, on your ideal followers' content. Why? Well, because that's going to send them a notification. And on average, it takes 5 to 10, sometimes half an hour to an hour, to even realize that we've had a notification come through. What's that then going to do? Oh, who's that that's left a comment? Click on your username, and suddenly they've then got, you've got a profile view and most likely a content view. And if your content is any good, you start building the relationship. If you want engagement, you've got to engage yourself. The only other way engagement is going to come your way is if people have an actual dedicated reason to come to you, where they're absolutely like bought into what you do. When you're first starting out, when you're, again, a smaller account trying to gain traction, you need to put in the hard yards. You need to get yourself out there. You need to participate in this to be able to keep moving forward. So 5, 10, 15 minutes before you post your piece of content, get yourself out there and engage yourself. That's going to start gaining some traction for you. Strategy number four, use your stories to show the real version of you and actually tell your story. People engage because they connect with you at the end of the day, right? Like if we're thinking about it, our story content is where our top followers and fans connect with us. It's like the secret club that people can come in to hang out with. And actually, sometimes we're just not making the best use of it. And when it comes to stories, it is the best way to build trust. So we're not talking huge volumes here. 3, 5, 10 maximum every single day. Just showcasing the behind the scenes of what you do will go a huge, huge distance to building that connection up. I don't actually measure growth through the number of followers that I get. I measure growth from the number of story views that I'm having, because that is true loyal follower coming through. That's when I'm playing the algorithm in the best way, when my story views are increasing day by day. So no matter where you are right now, whether you're getting 10 story views a day or 10,000 or 100,000 or even 1 million, you can still grow. Like actually take the time to look at that number and actually create content that people are going to want to keep coming back to. Create stories that people are going to want to keep coming back to. Don't hide them. Don't ignore them. Like get out there and start talking. Start with little videos showcasing what you're doing, because it goes a long way to get people to actually participate. And if you want to get your story views up, the best way is to get polls, questions, and quizzes going. For every click, for every second actually that someone spends watching your content, you're building your score up and your relationship with the algorithm. Again, I don't really know what this algorithm does. Nobody really does. And everyone uses it like it's this buzzword, but it does exist. And all I know is just even watching The Social Dilemma when I first watched it about a year ago now, maybe just less than a year. But they actually say on there, like, they're not looking for likes. They're not looking for comments. Yes, they're small little elements that make up. All they care about is how long somebody is spending on this platform. That's all they care about. Like, how long can you keep somebody on their platform? If you can keep them there for a long period of time, then they're going to reward you with it. If somebody is coming onto your content and going, well, this is rubbish, coming off and then leaving the platform, nothing that we could really do about it apart from make better content, but that's going to have a negative effect on our account. I noticed that every single time that I put a poll, put a question, put something on my stories that generates clicks, that generates people to interact, that my story views go up and my engagement goes up, and then my following grows with it alongside it. So tip number four, use your stories to show the real version of you. Like showcase the behind the scenes footage of what's going on, let people get to know what you're all about. Tip number five, strategy number five, tactic number five. This one for me is like the one that people fall most guilty of not doing especially. And I'm going to ask you a question here, and I want you to be honest with me. How many of us have actually listened or had somebody, should I say, follow us, connect with us, friend request us, and we accept it? They come onto our platform, they come onto our profiles, and then we never ever speak to that person ever again. You can't see me right now, but I'm raising my hand because I'm guilty of it as well. But what I want to talk to you about here is like a strategy that I've used, and it is via messaging, because messaging counts as an interaction. And for every response that I get, that builds my relationship with that person a little bit further. Like messaging exchanges boost your overall relationship score on these platforms. So again, I'm not looking at these spammy sales direct messages that people do. I actually spend 10 minutes a day just in direct messages with people, communicating, building relationships up. Like I know that the more people that know what I do and actually know me as a person, the better my business is going to do, the better my brand is going to do. So for every new follower that you get, just have a templated message which showcases what you do so you can start to build relationships too. So you can start building that relationship score up. Strategy number six, start building relationships up on other platforms. Now you don't need to use them all, but like I used to use Facebook. I still use Facebook actually, but Facebook inside of groups. And I used to use my Instagram profile, and I used to just put content in both and look to then build relationships in both So people would come across from Facebook groups and follow my Instagram account. They go from my Instagram account into my Facebook group where I could build a relationship further. We've got to think here, and I always use like the Love Island analogy here, right? Like if you were to go on that show and to like permanently document your journey like they do on that show, right? There's no hidden footage here. They're showcasing pretty much, 60% of what goes on, 40% of it's boring and they're not going to show, but they show the fun stuff, right? They show the stuff that's engaging, the stuff that we're going to be interested in. We buy into that individual. We buy into their personality. We want to follow that person's journey when they come out. And that means that we consistently will flick to that person's profile to see what's going on. So when we're thinking about this with what we're doing, like if we can build real connections with these people by showcasing what we're doing, who we really are, like the most charismatic, most energetic, most passionate versions of ourselves, in the way that I do it anyway, that person's going to keep coming back. They're going to want to see what's going on. They're going to want to see the progress that you're making. Like I hit Cristiano Ronaldo's profile every single day to find out a little bit about what he's doing. There's other people as well. Stephen Bartlett's another one that I look up to. Like I watch his vlogs daily. These are the old vlogs that he used to do, but I use them because I'm interested to see what he's been doing, how he's done it. You will have people without a shadow of a doubt that you buy into and you follow because you've built relationships with them somewhere else, whether it's in real life or if it's on another social media platform. So make sure that you're not just on Instagram, but you're somewhere else where there is other audience members, other followers that you can use to then bring across. Build relationships. So all that social media is really here for. And if you can get that right, you will never struggle when it comes to brand building or business. As long as you've got something to talk about, you know how to say it, and you're consistently doing it day in, day out, your audience will find you. Because the stuff that I've spoken about here, if they don't, you're going to find them. It becomes this simple, this simple. Strategy number 7. Engagement is generated when people are bought into you. And the only way that they can do that is if they get to know you. So it links into the last one that I've said. So if reels, and this is content type specific, if reels are used to attract more people to us to gain followers, then IGTV's long form video, maximum 5 minutes, no longer than that, but IGTV's I've got to be used to showcase credibility, who we are as people, and to build that trust. And the best person that I can think of that's done this recently actually is James Smith. He's a PT, online coach, and whatever you call him. I remember him saying he made a commitment that he would do an IGTV per day. And didn't care who watched it because nobody was really watching it at the beginning until he released his book. And that was when he really took off. But he built up a really niched, loyal following off the back of his rants. There's another lady that I watch, Jo Kearney, who I actually went to school with. Jo Biceps Banter, I think her name is. But like, she's built a really, really engaged following. It's not massive, but it's a really, really engaged following and a really, really cool business that she's built in the fitness space. By doing her rants, by doing her IGTV, showing like the most charismatic version of herself. Like she's amazing at it. We need to really pull our personalities out here. Like I am not I don't have the most incredible out there personality, right? Like I'm actually quite introverted in the way that I am. Put me in environments where I'm comfortable and I know people and I'm talking about subjects that I like and I'm really, really extroverted. Put me in places like a nightclub. And I'd rather just sit at the bar, head down, just like people watching. It's kind of like the person that I am. Like I'm not the person that's out there dancing, getting to know everybody. Like it's not my environment. But like when we're talking here, I used to be rubbish at talking, at speaking. I used to be rubbish at video. I used to be crap at writing. Like I was not this amazing student in school. Going off on a tangent here. Don't worry about it. We'll get back to it eventually. But I was not amazing at this stuff. I'm still learning now, but I'm practicing and I'm creating and I'm getting better and I'm getting better and I'm getting better. And you can get better and better and better. You just got to commit to getting yourself out there because if you're not doing it in this world right now, especially with your business, if you are in this arena and you're listening as an entrepreneur, you need to understand that this is the best opportunity that we're ever going to get. The best opportunity. Even now, when people are saying that these platforms are saturated, I'm still growing. I'm still building an audience, and you can do the exact same thing. You just need to understand what you need to be doing and what you need to be saying. And that's where building authority comes in. That's what that whole strategy, that whole methodology that I talk about really comes in. It's knowing what you need to say, when you need to say it, in what platform you need to say it on. So James Smith, like Joe Kearney, those two people there, IGTVs have really, really built their brand. And they're 3 to 5 minutes and ways to be able to build relationships with people. They're really, really powerful. And I encourage everybody to really get good at doing video. Like, if you're a writer, then please write. But if you can get really, really good at speaking your message in a way that engages people, it is the best skill that you will ever learn. Because when you then do a video like this, and I might put this on my YouTube channel, actually, I'm video recording this at the same time. But if you can get good at this, and by no means am I an expert at this at all, but if you can get good at conveying a message in a way that actually engages and helps people, you'll accelerate your brand growth unlike anything you've ever seen before, because this is where people really buy into what you do and what you're about. So if reels are used to attract people, IGTVs are a way, combined with Instagram stories, to be able to build a deeper level of credibility and trust with what we do because it's longer format. So you don't need to do like three of these a day. Like, again, two of them a week maximum, right? And it will be perfect amounts for you to be able to get yourself out there. I need to remember where I am now. I think I am on point number 8. And this is actually just a simple trick, actually, a simple tactic. And it is to get your followers, to get the people that are actually engaged with you, to turn on post notifications. So on Instagram, for each post that you do, if you go, you can actually go and look at this yourself. Go and find, go onto your newsfeed and find a bit of content. Click on the three dots and it should say turn on post notifications for this user. If it doesn't say it there, it says it on the profile. So go to their profile that you want and you can press turn on post notifications. Now, we actually have a competition that runs on my personal account, and we also do it for clients' accounts as well, where if people drop a comment within the first minute of the post going live, they get entered into a prize draw, and they can win £500 every single month if they are within that first comment. So what happens is, at the end of each month, we then basically put the numbers 1 to 30, because I normally put a minimum of 30 posts out per month, and then I do a random number generator, and basically, let's say day number 7 comes out and the number 7 is populated in the number generator. I'll then look at how many comments, or my team do this for me now, that I used to do myself, but how many comments have been within that first minute. And let's say there's been 10, there's normally between 10 and 15. And what will then happen is I will then put 1 to 15 into the random number generator, and then I just go press the button, it'll go comment number 8. That's the winner. So then I message comment number 8 and say, thank you for being part of the competition, of the first minute competition. What are your PayPal details? Here's your £500. And that just encouraged people to engage. Now, the more that they engage, like, the more my content will continue to show up. And obviously, they've turned on post notifications, so it will help the algorithm showcase my content more, the more people have got post notifications on. So yeah, it's a bit of a hack. It's a bit of a trick, a strategy. But I didn't make this up myself. I learned this from Gary Vaynerchuk. He does this. He's been doing it for a couple of years now. And it's a way that he gets immediate traction and people to comment and to engage. And I know that the more that my content shows up in my ideal followers timeline, the more business I'm going to get. So it falls part of that strategy. Strategy number 9, I've just realized I've got 11, not 10. So you've got a bonus one coming, because I've just thought of one as it comes through. But strategy number 9, it's actually quite a hard one sometimes, but it's actually be interesting. Sounds so simple and actually quite pathetic, but actually, I look at all the people I follow and they actually go out their way to create interesting content. And again, for me, like, they make sure that there is something in their diary each day which they can capture and talk about. Like they're proactive. They remember that one of the main reasons, I guess, that we're on these platforms is to entertain people. Like if we were creating content for YouTube or SEO or podcasting, actually, people are going to be searching for content. They're going to be searching for people to listen to. On Instagram, they're not. On Instagram, we're there to pass a few minutes of boredom as we're sitting there in our gardens or on our sofas, bored in front of the latest Netflix episode that we're not paying attention to. So we need to find a way to entertain people as well as educate people. So again, if we can do funny things, if we can incorporate humor, if we can create stuff that people are really bought into, it's easier said than I know. But we need to find a way to be interesting. We need to find a way to engage people. We need to find a way of capturing attention. And there's too many people for me that like sit in front of a camera and just talk shit for 5 minutes. That doesn't really help anybody. It's the same stuff that everyone else has heard, and they can find the information somewhere else. Like, try to create content that's different. Try to create content that you haven't seen before, and try to do it in a way that showcases your personality. Now, I'm not saying that you have to be like the most high energy person if you're not that. Like, people misinterpret this and they get confused when I say that you need to have energy, you need to show passion, you need to show charisma. Like, that doesn't mean you need to change. Like, there's plenty of people that I think would be boring, or you would think boring on social media, but people find them interesting. Like, we don't know what we're going to find interesting. So try stuff, test stuff out. Be somebody that stands out. Wear certain colours. Wear stupid shit. I know I'm sounding again, but you've got to play the game here. Like, if you want to stand out, if you want to gain people to be really engaged with you, you need to find a way to stand out in front of a crowd. And again, your content can be good, but to get it to that next level, start taking it a bit more seriously. Start dedicating some time to it. Like I'm doing here, spending like half an hour to 40 minutes creating a podcast for you guys, YouTube video as well. I'm not doing anything amazing when it comes to content, but I'm putting the time in. I'm putting the effort in to try and help as many people as I can. Now, I wouldn't care if only one person could listen to this, right? If I could just help one person with some valuable content, I know I'm doing my job. And if I can do it in a way which keeps you engaged for this period, then great. Hopefully you'll keep coming back. Maybe you'll do me a massive favor and give this a share on Instagram, like print screen that you're listening to this. If you've got this far and you're doing it, what I will do, for anybody that does print screen and share this, I will reshare it to my story for one, so you'll get access to the 42,000 followers or the 1,000 people that watch my stories every single day. And I will also throw in a 15-minute free coaching call for you, strategy call. So if you want to book that in with me, if you just print screen that you're listening to this, let me know that you're listening to it. I help hundreds of people like grow brands at speed. So again, that 15 minutes, we can get a lot done in. But again, if you print screen it, just message me on Instagram, christaylor.ig, if you're not following me already. I will give you that free call where we can deep dive into your strategy. We can deep dive in 15 minutes to be able to do it. But be interesting. Do stuff like that. Like offer stuff out, which encourages people to engage. Even if nobody does it, like maybe someone will in the future, that's going to be here permanently for people to do. So strategy number 9, be interesting, do something different. Something that's going to stand out from the crowd and really, really help people. Strategy number 10, and this is more growth orientated. And again, I told you I've got a last bonus one for you as well. But strategy number 10 is to collaborate. Now, whether that's with friends, other people or other groups, like find a way to get in front of other people's audiences. Don't just try to do this on your own. The best thing that I ever did was one, start this podcast, and two, actually look to do paid shout outs. I used to do those as well. So like I used to pay influencers to shout me out. It wasn't the most successful thing in the world. I actually found that rather than paying, actually just being friends with people that had similar following sizes or even smaller followings. Like these people, like, don't have to have thousands or hundreds of thousands of followers. But if you've got somebody that just uses Instagram, that's got followers that don't currently follow you, and you've got followers that don't currently follow them, find a way to do something together. Like go live with each other, do a YouTube video together, do a coaching session together. I don't know, like think outside the box. Like, what can you do to get in front of their audiences? Like, I started this podcast with the aim of, one, getting me onto other people's shows, but also getting other people onto my shows, because I know that naturally, although it's not compulsory, naturally they're probably going to share it with their audience, because I know how to make people look good on this show. And again, we have people like apply to be on this show all the time now. We're a number one marketing podcast, right? So people want to be on it. And that's positioning, that's authority building, everything that we talk about. But collaborations bring new followers. If you then implement everything else that I've told you here on this episode, then you're going to start to build the engagement with it at the same time. And to finish off, strategy number 11, tip number 11, a bonus one for you all. It's the one that makes the biggest difference. It's the one that probably 9 out of 10 of you that are listening to this probably are going to ignore, and you will find a way to forget and you won't get the results. But it is to show up every day. The algorithm, the thing that I've spoken about a bit about on this episode, will start to push you further when you gain momentum. So if you could show up every day, even if it is to put a bit of content out there, like a little bit of content out there, and to drop a few messages to people, drop a few comments. This is literally 20 minutes, half an hour maximum per day. Like, use the time that you would waste. Like, again, to be really pedantic here, like I did most of my time, going to be a bit of a too much information thing here, but on the toilet, on my toilet breaks. Like, it's not much. Rather than scrolling through social media, I create the social media, I message on social media, and that grows my following each day, right? 30 minutes. Like, 10-minute walk, a 10-minute break from work, like a 10-minute toilet break throughout, 10-minute fag break, whatever. I'm not encouraging people to do anything bad here, but find the time, because it's there. It's not that much effort if you know what you're doing, and I've given you enough here to be able to go away and proactively start doing this. So show up every day, remain consistent. If you were to apply what I've just said to you there, which is what we do every day, for 30 days and then 100 days, just show up every day, the transformation in the way that you are positioned in your market and the way that you are growing your brand, and then the amount of opportunities that come through naturally if you're talking about your business, is completely and utterly mind-blowing. The results that we're having through our latest Instagram challenge, people that are doing these habits every single day, is completely game-changing. And for me, this stuff is so simple. It requires hard work and dedication, but so does anything really positive that comes out, right? We've just got to put the effort in. Please, if you have not already subscribed to the podcast, please make sure that you do. If you're watching on my YouTube channel, please, again, subscribe. It means the world to me knowing how many of you are watching me or how many of you are listening. Let me know any feedback that you've got. I've got some awesome guests lined up on this, and I'm enjoying these longer sessions where I'm giving more in-depth content. I'm hoping you are as well. If there's anything that I can help you with at all, in general, whether it's business, authority building, audience growing, whatever, then just drop me a message on Instagram. If you let me know that you're a straight to the point listener, again, for me, again, that automatically gets prioritized because my team help you with my messages, because there's just so many that come through at the moment. It's hard to keep up with. And thank you all for the support that you show to the show. It means the world. I will see you all in the next episode. Peace.